If in pasuk u'shmartim is mishmarti, zog the Gemara asume ishmeres l'mishmarti. On the pasuk, and you shall guard my commandments, the Gemara says, make a guard for my commandments. Das is der yisoid tzedik darim v'sagin der rabbanim. This is the foundation for all rabbinic stringencies and added boundaries. As I say, oh, tzedik darim v'sagin v'sgeder is mechuyev to my design zeh chafil b'dvarim mitarim. And so it's also the foundation for all the additional boundaries that every Jew is obligated to make, even for forbidden things. To not, God forbid, come to violate a Torah prohibition. As the Sefer Moser tells us, as when Darach Zav up it in Meish Arif and Heter, that you need to hold back from 100 permitted things in order not to violate one prohibition. Base. Farav v'zayin b'tolos and tainin. So v'astav ben zuchin na'ich umris. There are some who mistakenly argue, why do you need to look for more new stringencies? Me'ilo dasa sabistein un yedin dar. Hatke aser tiz lois asum radav v'shei gidlucha. I can accept that what the rabbis forbade in every generation follows the Torah commandment of you shouldn't diverge from whatever Bezin tells you. But we don't have to be so serious about these rabbinic prohibitions, because after all, they're only rabbinic prohibitions. And we certainly don't need to look for new stringencies. As the Gemara in the Nedarim tells us, there is no need to go beyond what the Torah has already forbidden.
Und sie bringen noch einmal bei dem von dem, was steht in Yerushalmi, als ein Mensch wird darf ihn abgeben, er den Bechashmen auf jede Sache, was hat gesehen und nicht gegessen.
And people who say that you shouldn't be too stringent bring a proof to their position from the Gemara in Kedusha, which says that in the future to come, Hashem is going to judge us for everything that we had the opportunity to eat, everything that we had the opportunity to consume, to take pleasure in this world, and we did not take pleasure in it. Furthermore, they argue, Azavi Oystern Alt is Dachzeishver. Isn't it Skedai to Marbizain, Chomers in the Dur? Durkhdenk and Chashon for learning the Mikr. Life is very difficult. It's very difficult to be a religious Jew. So, best that we not be too stringent, because if we're too stringent, people will just throw out the baby with the bathwater. They'll throw out Judaism altogether. Sufil Chomers. Can noch bringen as Muslim ganzen weg von der Katerka Shalom, und sie bringen der Reihe von Reihe von Chitzadas. Too many chumras can bring us away from the path of Torah, heaven forbid. And they bring a proof from this from the sin with the tree of knowledge. Sheyesh chalot kol echatoim, the root of all sins. As durich dem was mehot zugelek the iser, was the ebishterot nit geisen, mehot zugelek zum leisech limenu, dem leisigu, is a reis kum in der chit. The Midrash tells us that when Adam relayed Hashem's command to Chava to not eat from the Eitz Hadas, to not eat from the tree of knowledge, Hashem had only told Adam, don't eat from the tree of knowledge. Adam went ahead and told the Chava, don't touch the tree of knowledge. And by adding that extra stringency, which God had not told Adam, the snake was able to convince Chava to touch the tree of knowledge. And once she touched the tree of knowledge, nothing happened. The snake was able to then get her to eat from the tree of knowledge. So people say this medrash shows us that you shouldn't be too stringent, because if you're too stringent, you might actually cause people to, in the long run, end up violating the primary things that you want to keep them away from. Gimel.
The tiny is abra greiser tos, and the end for if them is.
The Rebbe suggests that this approach of saying that we should get rid of rabbinic stringencies is actually a great error. Because ultimately, the Rebbe says that both Dinim D'Oraisa and Dinim D'Rabbanon come from the same place. Dinim D'Rabbanon, rabbinic prohibitions, are grounded within Torah law. They're grounded within the pasuk of the Devarim of Lo Sasur, of not turning away from what the rabbis tell us. The only difference between a D'Oraisa and a D'Rabbanon is that by the Oraisa, Sveiko Lechumra, by the Oraisa, if we're in doubt about what to do, we don't do the action. Whereas by a Derabanan, if we're in doubt as to what to do, we're allowed to go ahead and do the action. But that said, fundamentally, both a Doraisa and a Derabanan are obligatory. So it is with respect to obligation that everyone has to limit themselves. Everybody has to bound themselves when it comes to permitted things. Because that's also connected to the Torah, which the Torah says, "Ushmartem es mishmarti," you shall guard my commandments. Noisef if they're asking if a condition to you, if it's condition to them, kash that's a mutter loch, so helik and zechafil and varim mutarim. Gate sarayin oich and mishmartem mishmarti. Asu mishmeres le mishmarti. The Rebbe says here that there are two elements. There's the positive element of kedoshim tiyu viskadish them. You should actively, positively attempt to be holy. But there's also the negative element, which is abstention and refraining even from those things which are permitted. Dos is vaz, they bring in a raya from the Mirshalmi and from the Chayt Tzadas, is then for them. The fact that people bring a proof from the Yerushalmi, which says, the Yacha Mashas Chatorah, it's sufficient what the Torah is forbade to you already, and from the story of Adam, by the Tzadas, the Rebbe says we can answer that claim as follows, that contention as follows. Adam Rishon Zayin Deikin Gan Eden is given in Merkavot Zolikos. Adam Rishon, as he was in Gan Eden, was a chariot for divinity, which means that Adam Rishon was just a channel, was a conduit for divinity. Everything he did was in consonance with the divine will. Unidgat King Sheikh Surah, he therefore didn't have any connection to evil. I write them is from Gan Eden is Dach Nit Seivul Kibbutz Yisrael. As their fire is Nachum Chait, Hatu Nitikent Zayin Gan Eden. Adam was very different from normal people. Normal people, we as we are in the world, have a mixture of good and evil within us. Adam was pure good. And the proof for the fact that he was pure good is that Gan Eden, the place that he was in, was only able to tolerate somebody who was purely good. The moment that Adam sinned, he was expelled from Gan Eden. Amer kava al tzartot is das ratzon reichet. The main law, that has been dirt in King Gedarim v'sargum nitabin. From there, as the Merkavot Zolikos and Kol Seis Zayin Kedusha is Bishat as Bishas Ertut an Indian is there in Ma'ila, and through them was Zich Meinea from an Indian is a Meinea an Aliyah. Over the Gemara Chelas Kalsh Michal Shabbos. Daughter from Mendarv Zayin Gedarim Misogin Yavin Zayin Zayin Ma'ila. So the Rebbe says that Adam, in being a Merkava, in being a channel for divinity, was not meant to have limitations. He was not meant to have siyagim. Siyagim, boundaries, or extra boundaries, extra commandments, are only necessary if you're not a channel, if you're not a conduit for divinity. But if you're in a state of channeling divinity, being a conduit for divinity, then boundaries are actually a bad thing because they don't allow you to engage with the world, and the less of the world you can engage in, the less of the world you can elevate. And the Rebbe gives an example of eating. During the week, one's not meant to overeat. One's only meant to eat to the point of satiation, and maybe even less than that. Meaning the Rebbe says you should only eat until you're one-third full. However, on Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos is a mitzvah. Eating on Shabbos is a mitzvah, eating extra on Shabbos and enjoying eating is a positive thing. So the upshot of this sicha is that boundaries, additional boundaries beyond what the Torah tells us, are in fact a very important thing. However, it's important to be connected to a spiritually sensitive mentor who is able to guide you in where boundaries are appropriate and where boundaries are holding you back from elevating what you're meant to elevate in life.